Hello, everyone, Lionheart seekers. Welcome to our weekly live guided 30-minute remembrance call. I'm going to share with you a short teaching tonight, and then I'll lead you through the remembrance for 20 minutes or so. So in my emails to you, I referred to a secret. So tonight I want to share a secret with you. When we are born, when we come into this world, we are pure. We are as our essence. And we don't know anything else. We haven't been exposed to the world yet. So we don't have a sense of self, in quotes, as separate from everything else. And this essential beingness is our uniqueness, our own special blend of qualities that allows us to become, in this world, who we are uniquely meant to be, not to do, but to be. Our doingness comes from our beingness. Now, over time, after we come into this world, we become conditioned by events and circumstances to think of ourselves as separate from everything else. But at our essence, this is illusion. We are not separate from everything else. We are one with everything else. It's like a drop of water is being unique in its own chemical makeup, but is one with the ocean. There really is no difference. There's no separation. But as a drop, it appears separate. But in fact, it is one with the ocean. And this is the secret, that we are everything. There's a Sufi guide I spent some time with who says it this way. He says, know that you are the question and you are the answer, and you are everything. You are the question and the answer. You are everything. When you stop making differences between the outside and the inside, you can touch the secret inside you because the outside and the inside are the same. So that's his teaching. He also says, do you think that you are a small star? Well, the whole universe is contained within you. So like the drop, the whole ocean is contained in the drop. So the remembrance offers the chance to gain a glimpse, a momentary realization of this very, very deep secret truth. And when you have this experience, and maybe you already have and you know what I'm talking about, but when you have this experience, everything changes. You cannot go back. A certainty has been implanted in your heart that will sustain you from then on and from anything that happens on the outside. Now, you can't cause this experience, but you can develop the fertile ground for it to occur by dropping in, noticing, and surrendering to what you are shown, feel, hear, taste, experience while you're in remembrance. And this provides the environment within which this glimpse can occur, this experience of being one, of disappearing, as it were, into the ocean of oneness. And when you're there, you have this certainty that you're okay. How can you not be? So that's the secret of and uniqueness of human beings. We have this physical being that negotiates with the world on the outside, provides us sustenance in our life on the outside, but it is in conjunction with, is also married to our spiritual self, our inside self, the person that we really are, that we came into this world as, this unique, essential being. So that's what we're going for. And so let's start. Let's take a ride tonight. So first, because we are unique as human beings, we're both clay, you know, physical beings and spirit beings. We want to connect with the earth, which is sustaining us in a way. So feel yourself in your chair or on the floor, wherever you happen to be sitting or standing or laying, if you're laying down, then notice your body's connection to the earth. You can feel that energy that rises up from the earth into our being. It's, everything is energy. It just shows up in denser or less dense forms. So you want to feel that energy, you want to feel that connection. So your feet on the floor, your rear end in the seat. And this is where we start. We want to know what our starting point is. We always start from where we are. We don't have to be anywhere else. So notice, what's the state of your physical being? And allow that energy to enter you through your feet, through your rear end, through your whole body if you're laying down. And notice you can notice where the energy is flowing, and you may notice parts of your physical being where it feels constricted. And if you do notice that, by focusing on it, you can just allow those areas to relax and to drop in. So I know I carry a lot of tension in my shoulders normally. I just noticed it just a second ago. So I'm allowing my shoulders to relax. I've had some throat stuff happening recently, so I'm allowing my throat to relax now. So whenever you feel tight or constricted, just allow yourself to relax as you notice. Very great. Now let's tune in a little more to our physical being by noticing our breath. So inhale, exhale. Notice how it's different. The inhalation has a different quality to it than the exhalation. And the miracle is that we're made so that this happens automatically. We don't have to. It's not a voluntary thing. It's involuntary. It's just happening for us. It's something to be grateful for. So if you focus on it, though, you'll notice there's a quality here to your inhalation and your exhalation. And as you notice your breathing, it allows you to step out of your mind for a minute. So just notice your breath in and out. In and out. Okay, good. So you may notice some activity in your mind. It might have been a really busy day. You could have a lot going on that you've been distracted with or worried about or working on, getting all those things accomplished. So allow your mind just to be there. And you can put that on hold. It'll still be there when we're done, I guarantee you. And come back inside. So as you're noticing your breath, let your imagination take you a little deeper and notice your heart. What is the state of your heart right now? How open, how relaxed, how receptive is your heart at this moment? Just notice. There may be a set of qualities or attributes of your heart that you're noticing. So, does it feel soft and open and supple? Is it covered over in some way? Is there a hardness to it? Is there a color or a sense of lightness or darkness? And a sense of weight? We hear people talk about a heavy heart, and that's not a joke or a illusion. Actually, our hearts can feel heavy when we're carrying sadness or worry. So notice your heart right now. And as you notice, be aware of any changes. They can be very, very subtle. But in the state of your heart, in your physical being, in your perception, you have nothing to do except notice. There's no effort required. In fact, effort kind of works against you. So if you notice you're trying, just let go. And now add your remembrance, add your word or phrase that is the doorway, key to the doorway in your heart that will allow you to drop in deeper into that place of receptivity, of nourishment, and to slowly repeat your word or phrase inside, and then notice. If your mind becomes active and you find yourself up there, you can acknowledge it, not engage, and just bring your attention back inside. Sometimes focusing on your breath will help bring you back inside. And begin and continue your remembrance inside. Great, keep going. Keep allowing. Keep letting go. Just drop in. No matter what comes up as you're going along, just accept and surrender to the experience. And saying yes and this too. And keep going. if it seems like nothing is happening, that is not unusual. So notice what nothing is like. Explore nothing. And be open. And let your heart light the way. So what is your secret? What is your essence? How is it showing itself tonight? You don't have to think about that. Just let that hang and drop in a little deeper and just be open to what might be showing you. trust what you get. Keep saying yes. And be patient and open. Now, take stock of your heart in its state compared to when we started tonight. It's different. If anything. How does your body feel? Noticing those areas that might have felt tight or constricted. Have they changed? And what's your experience of connection? Both energetically, that energy that flows through us, and deeper than that, that sense of oneness that you have a glimpse tonight. And be honest and know that whatever happened is where you're supposed to be for today. So you can begin to come back and you know, When you're ready, open your eyes and see if the world around you looks a little different. And if there was anything, any realizations, any insights, any ahas, write those down. Capture what's important from this time together. I'll give you a minute to do that. Yeah, before we close, if there's any questions or comments you want to share or insights that you think would be valuable, now is your time. Good. Well, thanks so much for joining, and for those of you that aren't listening to us live, enjoy when you can, and take that time, and I really highly encourage you to spend even 5 minutes, 5 or 10 minutes a day, just stop the world and drop in. It's rejuvenating, it's opening, and it will begin to introduce yourself to yourself. That's what this is all about. It's learning about who we really are in our deepest essence. So thanks again for joining. We'll catch you next week.